Manchester United under 21s 4, Manchester City under 21s 0. Yes, 4 goals separated the Manchester derby. And all right, maybe in first team football you wouldn't expect that, but either way, under 21s, it was a fantastic night for the red side of Manchester. They will be delighted to pick up another 3 points in the under 21s Premier League, and they have got themselves just within 1 point away from claiming the Premier League under 21s title. And that next fixture will be at Manchester City, and that fixture still to be arranged for date and time and which ground it will be, either Manchester City's very own Etihad Stadium or just down the road from their training facility, the Academy Stadium. But anyway, back with this game here at Old Trafford as it took place here at the Theatre of Dreams. It was in front of a crowd of 16,708 fans, both Manchester City and Manchester United, with a free admission ticket. They used up the opportunity, and I'm sure many people around Manchester might just wish they came to see that if they were a United fan. But fantastic experience to see for any of them who saw it for the first time. Anyway, Manchester United started off the game really, really well. James Wilson broke through the defence. The youngster that has been featured in Manchester United's first team earlier this season in the Premier League under Louis van Gaal. And he was impressive again tonight. He broke through the defence and slotted into the bottom right corner of the net to break the deadlock within 5 minutes. But then throughout the first half, Manchester City possession did really well. They kept the ball in control in Manchester United's half, but they just couldn't break through and just couldn't get that equaliser when the game got to half-time. Patrick Vieira probably had to make a bit of a tactical change at half-time to try and get that equaliser, because they knew they had Manchester United on the back foot. But then it got to 8 minutes into the second half, and Adnan Januzaj, yes, another first-team player that now and again makes it onto Louis van Gaal's squad, scored the second goal with a fantastic run on the left wing. He made an absolute bullet into the edge of the penalty area of Manchester City, then cuts in, cuts right, then goes on, approaching from the right, and then uses his right boot to place the ball curling into the bottom right corner of the net and going past Angus Gunn of the Manchester City goalkeeper to double the lead. And it was a fantastic effort by Januzaj. But then it was at least over 20 minutes later where Manchester City had a couple of chances on goal, but they just couldn't get that goal back to have any late chance of getting themselves back into this game to spoil the party. And then Ashley Fletcher, who came on as a substitute in the second half for Manchester United, made it 3-0 to triple the lead. And then 3 minutes later, on the 82nd minute, with 8 minutes left on the clock, Matthew Willock, another substitute, pretty much put the game dead and buried and put the game to bed here this evening. Beautiful weather outside Old Trafford. And as you can hear, the lawnmower is going at Old Trafford now. There's about at least six pitch men sorting it out straight after the game has finished. But, of course, alongside me in the commentary tonight on Let's Talk Sport was Connor Porter. Connor, a great game to see, really, for anyone who's new to the under-21s, because it is quite a shocking result, you could say.
Well, it's a shocking result for a Manchester derby, that's for certain. You would have thought Manchester City would have played a bit more aggressive when they went 1-0 down and trying to find an equaliser, but unfortunately they didn't. City just sat back and just tried to play the possession game, but unfortunately it just did not work out. Like you said, Januzaj capitalised on his opportunity 8 minutes into the second half with a beautiful finish, with cutting inside from the left-hand side and then curling it into the bottom-hand right corner of Gunnan's goal. And City just still wouldn't do anything about it. And changes were made. Pozzo was brought on. Burns was brought on. A bit more of an attacking flair was brought in by those two coming onto the field. But unfortunately, United still capitalised on the moment. And Wilson had a great, fantastic play with Ware on this left-hand side. Took it down 1-2 between the two United players, crossed the ball low into the City box. Fletcher finished it into the top right corner, making it 3-0. And then Willock, I mean, that's a goal and a half by him, curling it, taking a shot from the right hand side of the just outside the box, and it flying into the top left hand corner of Gunnan's goal, making it 4-0. A truly appreciated goal by both of us here and the Manchester United supporters that were in present, and the Sir Alex Ferguson stand as well.
Now, of course, as I said before, Adnan Januzaj and James Wilson, of course, first team players for Manchester United under Louis van Gaal. They both scored tonight, which they'll be delighted to get under their belt because they've got to prove a point for Louis van Gaal. What do you think at the performance of them two tonight? Would you keep them both, or would you let them go out on loan? What would you do if you were Louis van Gaal, if you were here tonight at Old Trafford to watch their performances?
Well, the reserve league has definitely, the under-21s league, sorry, has definitely been beneficial for both of those players because Januzaj has scored 5 goals in 8 appearances, and Wilson has scored now 4 goals in 10 appearances so far this season. But I think it'll be a bit more beneficial if they got the opportunity to play more games throughout the season. You know, it's a learning curve for them at the moment. They're both young players. Wilson's 19, Januzaj's 20. Januzaj, in my opinion, is good enough to play for a Europa League side. Wilson, maybe a mid-Premier League side at the moment, possibly a high or low Premier League side is maybe too much for him. But definitely a low mid-table, sorry, Premier League side. It's definitely a good opportunity for them. So is it worth keeping them in reserves? No, not for their development, unfortunately. I think they should be sent out on loan and next season, and hopefully they can grow more as players, and maybe next year or the year after, they'll be good enough to break into the United side and stay in the United side consistently.
Well, another player I want to just point out for Manchester United is their goalkeeper Joel Piero. Now, of course, he's a 19-year-old. He's been featured in the under-17 Portugal international team quite a few times in his career so far, which is a fantastic achievement, with Portugal being a very big side in international football when it comes to the World Cup or the Euros. But, Connor, what do you think of Piero? Because, of course, he's got a bit of competition with David De Gea, who we all know, probably one of the best goalkeepers in the world. How do you think he did tonight? Because there were some chances that City should have really buried, and he kept United ahead, and without him, you never know, City could have had a great chance of coming back.
Yeah, he played great for Manchester United tonight. Unfortunately, he is overshadowed by the outfield players. But he did have that strong save against Burns midway through the second half, where Burns was coming through on goal, and he stood his ground, he held himself big, and blocked the ball from going towards the goal. He's another player, from my opinion, that should be sent out on loan, but maybe just not yet. Maybe give him about half a season in the Reserve League. Think about January next season. See how he does by that time then. See if he's still as strong as he was tonight for Manchester United. And hopefully he'll get the opportunity to go out on loan and get some more games underneath his belt.
Now, for Patrick Vieira, of course, the manager of the under-21s Manchester City side, he looked a little frustrated from his body reactions during the 90 minutes on the dugout. Well, how do you think Patrick Vieira will react to this? Because 4-0 is quite a thrashing game at Old Trafford.
Well, he'll look at the statistics and he'll see that Manchester City had a lot of possession throughout the first half, but unfortunately they didn't do enough of it, as visible by the goal scoring line, by 4-0. He'll go to training tomorrow, possibly, and say to his players, look, we did well with the possession, but we didn't do anything with it to capitalise on it. We just let United sit back and then get to us on the counter-attack. And unfortunately, that's what let us down. So what we need to do is work on our attacking movement, look for spaces in the field. I mean, they had a good opportunity when Burns and Pozzo came on in the second half. Burns had that shot where he stopped. It looked like he fell over just outside the penalty area. He turned on his foot, tried to curl it towards the top left corner, but it just goes narrowly wide. But other than that, the City didn't really have that many chances, to be honest with you, Jamie. And I think they need to work on that before meeting Manchester United next in the next scheduled game.
Well, yes, as I said before, you know, Manchester United just need one more point in the Premier League under-21s to claim the title and to, of course, recover from their Premier League defeat last year here at Old Trafford to Chelsea under-21s. And just a point away, they are at the moment, of course, top of the league with 40 points, 5 points ahead on Liverpool with the same amount of games, but they have 8 goals more than Liverpool in the goal difference. So fantastic. And Manchester City remain in 7th with 19 games played with 27 points. Now, Connor, quickly before we end this podcast, who is your man of the match?
My man of the match has to be to give it towards the striker for Manchester United, James Wilson. He had that fantastic goal in the first 5 minutes to give United the 1-0 lead, and then he basically confirmed the victory for Manchester United with a good cross towards Fletcher to make it 3-0 as well.
Well, thank you very much, Conor Porter, for your contributions tonight here at Old Trafford. Thank you for the live tweeting. If you did follow Conor Porter on our Let's Talk Sport Twitter page, that's at live Let's Talk Sport 12. And be sure to listen to the highlights if you've missed out, and to listen to this podcast as well. So I've been Jamie Davis alongside Conor Porter. Make sure to listen to the Let's Talk Sport show on Monday from 2 o'clock at Callan FM. So goodbye from me, Jamie Davis, and Conor Porter from Old Trafford. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast.